Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. Our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's narration is on Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord, I have no good apart from you. As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out, or take their names on my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Do you remember a recent time when you felt afraid, scared, or even unsure? I can't imagine there are many, if any, people who can say that they've never been afraid. It's a normal human reaction to events and circumstances that seem out of our control. In my own life, I find that the times I feel most afraid are the times that I can't see a way out of a problem, or the problems seem impossible to fix. So rather than recognizing that there is little I can do, I carelessly shove God out of the picture and in vain spin my wheels and rack my brain for solutions that never materialize, and the fear doesn't go away. David, our psalmist today, was frightened and fearful many times, and today reminds us where to go when we are frightened and in whom we would do well to put our trust. God, our Lord. In him we will seek and find refuge for our souls. As sinners, on our own, we don't have near enough good in us to be assured that our choices or our direction that we choose in life will land us in safe places. Only God is truly good, and we can count on him to be with us and direct us when fears threaten to overtake us. In the Gospel of Mark, we read the story of a young rich man with questions about eternal life who approaches Jesus, addressing him as the good teacher, and even Jesus responds by saying in verse 18, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone." We all, at various times and places, do good things for others, helping our children learn to read, taking meals to our neighbors who are sick, offering a ride to a friend whose car has broken down. But we are only capable of doing any of those things, which could be counted as good, because, like David, we have Christ within us. We rejoice with the psalmist that we are but sinners, loved, forgiven, and rescued by the only one who truly is good and merciful and gracious, God our Father. Through Christ, we are now counted as both sinner and saint in God's kingdom, and therefore we will find delight in his ways, regardless of struggles and tough times. Safe in the refuge of God's loving arms and firmly held in the Lord's grasp, we are not like the wicked unbelievers who chase after false gods, appealing to them for refuge or help which will never come. For those who do put their trust in false gods will only see their sorrows increase and do not have our hope of rest and eternal life. They will sadly drink of the cup of God's wrath one day. But we, grounded in Christ as our Savior, can be thankful for all of his blessings to us and joyfully drink of God's cup of life and salvation. The psalmist David proclaims the Lord his chosen portion and cup, recalling the Lord's gracious gift of David's ancestral promised land, as well as his strong faith. Our crucified and risen Christ today is our portion and cup, for he continues to bless us with our faith and holds for us our inheritance, everlasting life. There is an old saying which goes like this: if you don't know where you're going, you'll probably end up somewhere else. Christian friends, we know where we're going. The lines have fallen for us in pleasant places. Our inheritance is beautiful. I'm not saying that it's easy, not for us anyway. Life sometimes seems full of unpleasantness and pain. But that is exactly why the love of God is so amazingly comforting. He is with us always and will see us to those safe places. Keeping the Lord's word in our daily life allows us to know God, His love and power, to recognize His presence in everything around us, as well as to hear His counsel and instruction for our lives, especially in the darkness of night, when we so often find ourselves the most fearful. Earnest prayer and remembering God's promises in those moments has comforted me many times when my fears seem larger than life, and Satan is working overtime to get the best of me and keep me from trusting God. When we set the Lord always before us, we will not be shaken, for we know that God will not abandon His beloved children to Sheol, which is everlasting condemnation, but will, through His word, make known to each of us His path to eternal life. We need not fear our future. We know where we are going, because it is with Christ. Whatever trials we suffer here on earth, though difficult for us, they will never be too much for God. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, verses 26 and 27, we read this. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me?" My friend, this is your God and my God, powerful, mighty, gracious, and merciful. Reading again from the Gospel of Mark and the story of the young rich man. The Lord said to His disciples, "With man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." And that is the truth. There is nothing too hard for Him, and that is why we can trust in Him completely. He is the one who will give us the strength, the wisdom, the direction that we seek and need to live our lives today. If we didn't know where we were going, life forever in heaven and in the presence of our holy Lord God, we would end up somewhere else, miserable, full of sorrow and fear, and separated from God, missing out on all of the joy and peace that is ours in Christ Jesus now on earth, and with endless rejoicing in God's pleasures forevermore. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, You are my Lord, my chosen portion. Although apart from You there is no good in me whatsoever, I thank You that with You and because of You, there is joy in my heart and delight in my daily footsteps, and in You I will always find refuge and comfort. Preserve us, Lord, in the one true faith. In Jesus' name we thank and praise You always. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions, or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.